Several college campuses around our region plan to at least partially reopen in a few weeks, but a recent analysis finds they'll need a lot of testing to do that safely. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Yale School of Public Health researchers created a simulation, a hypothetical campus of 5,000 students with 10 of them infected with COVID-19. They found the safest way to reopen that campus was to enforce strict guidelines like distancing and mask wearing, but that wasn't enough. They'd also have to test each student for the virus every 2 days. Report author David Paltiel understands it's a big lift.
But, you know, you can't equate it's not practical with it's not important. If you really don't think it's practical, then ask yourself if you have any business reopening.
The analysis doesn't factor in contact tracing, though, and it is a mathematical simulation, not a real-world study, so it doesn't account for every single thing that can go right or wrong when reopening a college. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.